Well, if it stood, it'd be a creek or something like that if the water flowed through it all the time.
Well, I guess I was thinking that the water just kind of stood and it didn't flow through it.
Call it a mud hole.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If it were along the sea, what would you call it? And maybe had salt hay growing in it or something. May not have known because I hadn't heard of this one. Okay.
I didn't live close to the sea.
Okay. What types of soil did you have in the field?
Well, you had red land, gray land.
Okay. Red land would be what?
It's red like mud.
Okay.
And your gray land would be white like sand.
I see. Well, did you have any that was part clay and part sand?
Well, no, not where we live.
It was either sand or clay. Right.
Right.
Okay. Did you ever have any, did you ever try to get the water out of this bottom land that you had like had water standing in?
Oh yeah, you'd cut ditches.
Okay, and you do cut ditches to do what?
To drain the water off of your field.
And then would this make it possible to use it?
Yeah, it's possible, yeah. It's according to how the located what level, or if it's too flat, there's not too much you can do to it. But a lot of times you cut a ditch right down at the bottom, then all of it drained down there, then it soak on off and run off.
Okay. What would you call a deep valley that was cut maybe by a stream?
Creek.
Okay, but you may not have water running through it. Very possibly water would have run through it at one time to cut it.
Well, it'd be called gully.
Okay. Now, what did you call a small stream of water?
Branch.
Okay, if it were a little bit larger.
Go to a creek.
Okay, if it were a little bit larger than that.
River.
Okay, if it were a little bit smaller than your branch.
Well, that'd still just be, if it's run part-time, be called gully.
Okay, but if it had water in it all the time, it'd still be a branch.
Branch or creek or something like
right.
that.
Right. Okay. What is a small rise in land? You don't have flat land and all of a sudden it kind of rises up.
That's a hillside.
Okay. Is there anything smaller than a hill?
I can't think of it.
Okay. If it's larger than one, what is it?
Be a mountain.
Okay. Now, if you have a mountain and it kind of drops off very suddenly on one side of it, what is that? It may be very, very rocky.
I don't know, just say that. It just won't come to me what you call that.
Not too many mountains around here, are there? Okay. Do you know what a low place where they might put a road through a mountain would be called?
Foot of the hill, Lola.
Now, if you have water that's falling down over the side of a mountain or hill, what would that be?
That'd be a waterfall, wouldn't it?
Okay, if you have a, what are most of the roads made of around here?
Most of the roads around here is made of tar.
Okay, have they always been made of tar around here?
Oh, used to make cement.
Just make cement?
Pavement, as you call it. Mm-hmm. Well, pavement ain't nothing but cement.
And then before they had cement,
it was just regular dirt roads.
Just regular dirt roads.